among half gods. Say drip chambers, veins, but there is no English equivalent for Yupatka. Or how brothers say goodbye to each other while a parent's fine hair falls out with the strings of crickets, the autumn of the brownout, along the eastern seaboard. No word for the year of the Folgers can full of shit by the bed. And I could say Jesus is a raindrop on the rail on East 17th Street. Say he is a field nurse wheeling blown ends to build a pyre somewhere never caught on film. The flesh smoking slowly before it catches a dampened, sacred wood. December will still mean nothing in that switchblade pool hall in Holmesburg, Philadelphia. The way I pray has everything to do with those prime numbers separating into pockets. How some memories cannot hold water or touch. From the back window, you could see orange coal cars, rusted blues, the ones with hardened shit took on in the farm valleys, and ones with messages scribbled in black, like wishes or horses, like freedom, like fuck the after now. When we whispered into the bourbon there, it told us eternity. But it was a species like any other, half god among half gods. And I say god, but I mean I hope our bodies keep the trees awake forever. Or I mean, if I could cup in my hands what I don't know about the body or the soul, I would want it to look like Laramie, Wyoming seen from above. Its sagebrush sprouting around mesas half erected by time and tilting west and farther west and west and west into the great deserts of light. But there is only one way to say Thanatos. It belongs to the snows filling up the hands of statues and all the remembered dents of breasts and tall vanilla grass, and how my father said, I am not afraid of Ezekiel's valley. Watching old men walk the gravel in the park, the spring we could not revive the hydrangeas. It's the cig smoke made him weep, he said. It was his mama's face, I think, returned into liberated dark. And how could I want any end but this? To die as stars do in a hand-cut lake, obsidian disc.